Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, welcome to your Hollywood Crime Scene mini episode.
Hello.
Right before we started recording, I just saw there's a new documentary. Maybe it's a docuseries, but it's a documentary on HBO called Brandy Helville. I'm sorry.
Wait. Oh my God. About Brandy Melville? About Brandy. So like an Abercrombie type one?
Yeah. Or like Victoria's Secret. Like it's in that same vein.
Yeah.
Or at least that's what I went to. This is from The Hollywood Reporter. Brandy Helville director hopes teens and parents will be horrified by fast fashion doc. So I guess they also maybe encompass like fast fashion in general in this documentary.
Oh yeah. Good.
I'm curious about it.
I may have gone into one because my nieces used to like it.
It's very popular with like teen girls.
Right.
Full disclosure, I do have a top that I like from Brandy Melville. I'm sorry.
Because it's trendy clothing. I mean, it's going to be like...
Yeah. I mean, it's not like a place I would regularly shop at ever.
Yeah.
But I know that it is. Like if you walk past it at the Grove, it's just like exploding with teen girls.
Because it's cheap.
It's relatively cheap. It's trendy.
Yeah.
And it's like a lot of like trendy basics.
Yes. I've never found it. I think most of the stuff there is just boring to me.
So Brandy Helville, honestly, that would make a cute top.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's probably cooler than anything at Brandy Melville.
The film, which airs on HBO on Tuesday, that's today. Helmer Ava Orner highlights allegations of a racist, sexist, and discriminatory work environment at cult teen brand Brandy Melville from former employees at various levels of the label.
I'll watch it.
I'm going to be seated.
Here's
for
the
this.
Thing I don't like about Brandy Melville. I don't really get what their thing is. Like you kind of get what Urban Outfitters is or Hot Topic.
Yeah.
It's like, what is, it's like basic. It's for basics.
It's like very...
Like, it doesn't really have a thing. Who's Brandy Melville? Like, why am I hearing that name?
Well...
I want to know who she is.
It's funny because Brandy Melville is like, all their clothing is either like white, cream colored, gray, black, navy blue, maybe a red. It's like
neutrally kind of colors. But don't they have like florally type things too?
Possibly. I don't know.
That's funny because my nieces do love cream.
Yeah, they have like a lot of cream.
Like they're huge into cream.
Who's huge into cream? Yeah, I don't know. I would guess like, I don't know like how to describe their thing.
I always thought that with my nieces. I was like, oh, I guess cream is in because they love it. I mean, I don't know if they still do. But when they were like Brandy Melville
heads,
like teens, yeah. You know? And I was always kind of like, I don't think I ever wore cream.
Yeah.
Like ever. Like I don't remember it.
It's not a big color that I wear often.
No. So I would watch it because I am very curious. I like how stores, I liked learning the Victoria's Secret origin.
Yes.
And then it usually makes sense in the origin and then it goes off the rails somewhere.
Right.
And there is no Brandy Melville, but was there ever a Brandy Melville?
Like as a person?
Yeah. Like, and if so, if there wasn't, why that name?
Who is she?
Like, why is that? Why did they think this is going to appeal to people?
Yeah.
Because you know there was some marketing decision behind it where it's like teens will be like, this is a cool designer, like whatever.
I feel like for me, it just kind of like sprang up out of nowhere. Like the first time I ever went into a Brandy Melville was at the store in Venice when I was like in my early 20s. And all my friends that I was with like were like, oh, let's go to Brandy Melville. I was like, what the fuck is Brandy Melville?
I agree. I feel like it came out of nowhere too. Like, because when they started talking about it, I was like, what is that? Like, yeah. I just never had heard of it.
No, and I have, like, bought things there a few times.
And, like, a thing, it's kind of like where there's the Gap, and then there's the stores that come out of the Gap.
Old Navy. They
have some kind of, like, connection. Or Anthropology, there's, like, Urban Outfitters and Free People.
But so Brandy,
they had, like, this is, like, not connected to something.
Where's Brandy from? Who
is
she?
This is also, like, one of those things where it's, like, maybe it was a store that started, like, at the Mall of America. Or, like, Midwest. Like, it's regional.
And it'd been around for longer?
Yeah. Because like, wasn't that true for, like those limit, like, that guy, Les Wexner, or whatever his name was?
Yeah.
Who started all those stores in, like, the Midwest?
Yeah, he's a Midwest guy.
Anyway.
He's the Victoria's Secret guy.
Yes, but he also owned, like, Limited.
Yes.
There's also just certain, like, mall stores.
Like,
like, the Limited.
Contempo, like, Casuals.
Yeah.
We're dating ourselves. Wet Seal.
But, like, yeah, I'm curious. I'll watch it.
I'll for sure watch it. Anyway, on to our other news stories. I don't know what's going on. When are we going to fix the plane problems?
I'm not flying on a Boeing because I don't need that stress.
No, I was like, I'm going out of town next month, and I was like looking at flights, and I saw it said Boeing 737. I was like, are you kidding me?
I mean, airlines are going to have a problem because people are not going to fly on those planes at some point. Do you know what I mean? Because you can check.
It really sucks because air travel is like one of the safest, if not the safest, ways to travel in terms of like statistically how often there's accidents.
And to be clear, I'm not even afraid it's going to crash. I just don't want to deal with the hassle of landing somewhere. Do you know what I mean? Like the hassle of something like that happening in and of itself is stressful and irritating.
No, and we already have this like rise of unruly passengers.
Yes, I'm not going in that situation.
So CNN reported that a Southwest flight going to Denver, from Denver to Houston. It was a Boeing 737-800, lost its engine cover in mid-flight.
I saw the video.
The video is horrific. Everyone was fine, though. A Houston-bound Boeing 737-800 plane operated by Southwest Airlines returned safely to Denver International Airport on Sunday after an engine cover fell off and struck the wing flap. The agency said it will investigate. You better.
I mean, at what point? I feel like we've pulled things from existence for less. Like certain types of planes, cars.
Or that chocolate.
Oh, yeah. Like, what about, like, we've pulled, like, lettuce that got a few people sick.
Yeah.
And destroyed it all. What are we doing here?
I do know that airplanes have like a bajillion like backups and fails, like things that like if something goes wrong, they have like a bajillion backups for it. And everything is like meticulously kind of like designed around making sure that like if something goes wrong, there's something else in place to stop disaster from happening. I just feel like this is not putting me, a layman person, at ease.
Well, I'm not going to be like sitting on a plane and saying to myself, oh, it's just the engine cap. The plane is still perfectly functional. It's like a little superfluous detail.
Yeah.
If I see part of the plane ripping off, I'm going to be like, that's concerning.
No, I'm going to immediately go to like, oh, we're going to die.
Well, like it mentioned in the article, like maybe that piece is not necessary, but what if it hits something that is necessary when you're going like a million miles per hour?
I mean, I get anxiety when I fly.
I think most people are already borderline anxious flying under the best of circumstances. And you don't need to see this. Like you're in that twilight zone with the guy on the wing, like ripping it apart.
Yeah. 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 So in a statement to CNN, Southwest said passengers would take another plane to Houston and would be approximately 3 hours behind schedule. We apologize for the inconvenience of their delay, but place our highest priority on ultimate safety for our customers and employees, the statement said.
Why are you still flying Boeings?
This is what I want to know. Are we just more aware of all this stuff now because of like phones and because of this has been like, I don't know, there's been so many of these stories. It's like a hot topic right now.
But no one's coming out and saying, I haven't seen one person going like, this has always been happening. We're just seeing it. Like, do you know what I mean? There's always that person.
I mean, I'm just trying to make sense of this.
I feel like the airlines need to come out and tell us something other than this kind of bullshit statement. Like, what is going on here? No, but why isn't Boeing saying anything to us?
They just want to line their pockets.
I'm just sick of this shit.
I'm so sick of this. I just don't feel, I feel like on edge. Not that I think like, oh, I'm in danger of getting on an airplane. I just feel on edge about it and I don't like that.
Well, because it's like I said, there's lots of reasons this would be a huge inconvenience, even if it doesn't crash.
Right.
Or scary too. I feel like that will definitely be something I look at going forward.
Which
I don't
want to
fly on a Boeing. And hopefully there's an economic impact. That's usually where they finally fucking listen.
I know, it's fucked up.
But I don't even know the ratio of planes. Like, there's probably a lot of Boeings.
There's a lot of Boeings.
So it's probably not easy to find one. Maybe there's certain models, I guess, that are worse than others.
Well, there's also certain airlines, like Southwest always does, like a lot of their planes are Boeings.
Right, because they get a deal, right? Like to get all the planes from a certain, like they probably have contracts with them.
Like American Airlines is usually Airbus.
Okay. So American's going to be flipping off.
They're flying JetSuite X to Vegas.
What's JetSuite X?
That's the JetBlue.
What's JetBlue? What planes are those?
I don't know what plane this is. I just like, at this point, I'm just like, well.
Hopefully it can make it 40 minutes.
It's 40-minute flight because I looked up a flight from Southwest to Vegas and it was Boeing. And I was like, nope. And look, like you just said, I don't know what fucking model of plane the JetSuite X is.
Right, but it didn't specify it, at least.
Yeah, I can go in.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we've all flown Boeing millions of times.
Yeah.
But they seem fine with letting their reputation be ruined, so... It's not my fault.
Well, yeah, because they all have us by the balls because it's like you really don't have that many options when you're trying to fly. And especially you're not trying to spend $1 million. Not everyone has a ton of money to like choose what fucking flight.
Right.
They
just have to pick the cheapest flight.
Yeah.
Regardless.
It sucks ass. Anyway, we have another airplane story, but this is regarding a unruly passenger. Do you hear Kugel meowing?
He's got that little thing in his mouth.
What, a toy?
It's some fuzzy ball
or
something.
Is it his pizza?
I didn't look like a pizza, but...
Maybe it's his mouse.
I think it's a mouse because it was
like
smaller.
Wilds out.
It was smaller and maybe greenish gray or like... It seemed like a darker color.
Oh.
But I also...
Interesting.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is from the Associated Press. Airplane passenger fined in Sydney for urinating in a cup. A passenger has been fined for urinating in a cup during a delay in deplaning after landing at Sydney Airport. So this is like on the tarmac.
Sounds reasonable.
After a three-hour flight, the incident after a three-hour Air New Zealand flight from Auckland occurred last December, and a Sydney court fined the 53-year-old man $600 Australian. That's $395 American. For offensive behavior in February, officials said. So this already happened, but this is just like coming to public attention. The incident only came to public attention on Friday when New Zealand news website Stuff reported that a passenger in the same row, identified only as Halvey, said she had reported the behavior to the air crew. She said she and her 15-year-old daughter were sitting in the aisle in middle seats when the man in the window seat, whose name has not been released, was urinating in a cup. Holly said the plane had been on the tarmac for about 20 minutes. That's not even that long. I mean, it's annoying, but how bad did this guy have to pee?
Well, why couldn't he go pee in the bathroom?
Usually if you tell a flight attendant...
Like, I'm going to piss right now.
I literally am going to piss my pants, and they're just, like, on the tarmac, they'll, like, let you get up.
Yeah. I mean, at first I thought, oh, this sounds like someone who's been sitting there for 3 hours.
That I could understand yeah. more, even though I still would have been like...
Turn your back, little girl.
Control
Well, sometimes yourself. You literally have to pee. Like, it's coming out.
Yeah, and if they didn't let him get up, I mean, I don't know. Oh, well, here's an explanation.
Okay.
The man was, quote, obviously quite drunk.
That's different.
And spilled urine on a flight attendant as he left the plane.
Okay, so this is getting gross.
He took the cup with him as he's, I mean, at least he
took So that's why he had to pee so bad.
Because he was drunk.
He was drinking beers the whole flight.
But the mishap with the attendant wasn't his crime. That should have been his crime.
If I was the flight attendant,
I'd be like, I would be like,
I want the death penalty.
Australian federal police said in a statement that officers removed him from the plane because he had urinated into a cup while in his seat. Air New Zealand said it does not comment on individual incidents. It said it bans between 5 and 10 customers each month for disruptive behavior, including intoxication. Wow.
That's a lot. I wonder if there's certain... countries are who are the most drunk on flights.
I mean, Australians like to party.
They're drinking their Fosters.
They're drinking Fosters all day.
Those
all
cans
night.
Are big.
Those are big boy cans.
I bet you Australia has a big, like that region has a bunch of drunk passengers.
Careful. We have a lot of Australian
That's
fans.
That's true. But you tell me. We have to do it by like percentage, right? Because America might have technically a lot.
Honestly, Australia is like a second America.
That's probably an insult. That's more insulting in than me saying
of,
drunk.
I meant in terms of rowdy people. I don't mean in terms of like policy.
I'm just curious if there is someone tracking, like if there's an area that has the most rowdy party kind of passengers.
I feel like it would have to be America. I feel like we are such an uncouth people. Anyway, our next story is, you sent me this, Desi, Ricky Martin got a boner on stage at the Madonna concert. This is from Entertainment Weekly. The performer was apparently very excited to join Madonna in Miami for her celebration tour. Ricky Martin appeared to be super excited. Okay, you can stop saying excited. By Madonna's dancers shaking their bonbons all up on him. So this is a misleading headline. He was turned on by her dancers.
And I have to say, when I saw a video of what happened, it was one guy bending over with his head in Ricky Martin's lap, and another guy went behind him and was thrusting into his ass.
Well, he couldn't help it then.
I was like, they're acting like he just brushed against someone and got a boner. I was like, he literally had a simulated sex act and is right in front of him in his lap. Of course he's going to get aroused.
Justice for Ricky Martin's boner.
Absolutely justice for Ricky Martin. I would have loved to have seen Ricky Martin pop up.
I mean,
also, I didn't mean it that way.
Also, was anyone at the concert complaining?
This headline made me laugh just because it was like, why is this even a news story?
It was so like shaming.
Yeah.
It was just, it's just funny. The way it was phrased was like, Ricky Martin got on the stage of Madonna and just immediately popped a boner.
I mean, this is a peak slow news day headline. It just was funny seeing the headline for some reason because it was like, what?
Oh my God, another video Martin shared to social media also appeared to show his alleged arousal. So it was like in one of the videos he shared.
I didn't even, honestly, and I looked, I couldn't, it must have been a very soft boner, like still kind of.
I can't see anything.
No, because he's wearing dark pants and obviously it's kind of a dark stage.
I can't see anything. They're acting like this was some lewd.
No, TMZ must have had, like, they must have Zapruder filmed it, like, to break it down. Because I wouldn't have looked at that video and noticed anything at all.
I don't know. Maybe I have to, like, slow it down and pause. But, like, no one watching in the audience is doing that. Maybe they are. I don't know. Our final story, maybe? There was an earthquake in New York this week. a 4.7, which is pretty crazy.
Yeah. I don't remember ever having an earthquake in New York.
A 4.8 earthquake. So obviously New Yorkers were freaking out.
They didn't even know how to do earthquake tweets.
No.
Because they didn't do the all cap. I was just like amateur hour.
It was amateur hour. But I can imagine, I don't want to be one of those LA people that's like, ugh, that's not even a big deal. Because well, like, to that's them
what they,
it is.
That's what they did to our hurricane.
I know. But I'm not going to stoop to that level because I understand weather and geological events that are unfamiliar to you can be very alarming. Like when we had torrential rain over the winter.
I mean, an earthquake out of nowhere in an area that's not earthquake prone is probably really scary because you're probably like initial thought is like, was that an explosion or a building collapse? Like what was that? Yeah.
Right. So New Yorkers were jolted. And people in New Jersey as well, because I think it what wasn't
I think it was centered in Jersey.
So
fucking Jersey.
It was in Jersey, and Real Housewives of New Jersey star Melissa Gorga, is that how you pronounce her name?
Yeah,
Melissa Gorga thought the 4.8 earthquake was a ghost, and so she called 911.
That was the headline of the earthquake for me.
It was the best. It doesn't get better
like,
than
what
that.
Do you first of all. Even if there was a ghost, why are you calling 911? That's what 911. You don't call 911 for a ghost.
She literally thought it was the Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man marching down the streets of Manhattan.
I would love to have been like in her thought process when that happened.
Yeah. Oh my God, it's a ghost. I better call 911.
It made me curious. Is that a common 911 call when someone thinks there's a ghost? Like, what do they think 911's the Ghostbusters? Like, what's 911 going to do?
I don't know. This is so funny. It's Gorga recounted the startling moments when the earthquake struck. I was in complete shock, she described. I was downstairs in my gym, working out all by myself alone in the house. Nobody's here other than me and my dog. And the house was sounded like it was being invaded, like it was shaking. The floor was shaking. She continued describing her initial confusion and fear as she heard what she thought was a stampede. I have weights in my hands, and I was like, what is happening? It sounded like my roof was shaking, the floor was shaking, and really did sound like a stampede, like people were running, and I just froze because I get nervous. The 45-year-old reality star then shared her panic upon receiving a notification that her front door was open, leading her to believe someone might be entering her home. I cannot believe... It was the one day. Never, ever is it unlocked, Gorga exclaimed. Reflecting on the event, Gorga admitted she initially mistook the earthquake for something supernatural. I was freaking out a little bit. And as I was walking back down my basement steps to finish my workout, I'm like, wow, I've never experienced a ghost before. Like, maybe that was a ghost. Gorga said she was so scared at one point she called for help, saying, I am screaming. I'm running up the stairs. I have 911 ready to push. So I dialed it on my phone. However, upon receiving messages from her Envy Boutique employees reporting similar experiences, Gorga realized the true nature of the event. So it was not a ghost. It was an earthquake, she said.
Why would you ever tell anyone this story? I'm sorry. This is like, if I did something that dumb bitch, I would keep it to myself forever. Yeah. If I scared myself to that point with my own mind, basically.
I'm not saying I couldn't think something that stupid. I'm just saying I wouldn't tell people
Me
about
too.
It. Like and some, I tell you, people a lot.
Me too. But this, if I embarrass, like maybe a few years later, I'd tell you.
I'd tell you.
Or I'd tell, you know, maybe our audience one day.
I'd tell Patreon, like, maybe.
That's a Patreon exclusive. If I'm going to humiliate myself like that.
Anyway, those are our news stories. We'll be right back.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Desi, what are you watching this week?
I'm finally caught up on Summer House.
Yay.
So I can watch Sister Wives again. And I'm also watching Winter House. And the interesting thing about Winter House, I'm on season two, is that I realized before Scandoval, I always hated Tom Sandoval.
Is he in that show?
He like appears as a friend of on like a few episodes, I guess. But he's so cringe and I never liked him. It was like the insufferable boyfriend you kind of put up with because your friend's dating that him.
Right.
And it's such a relief because I was like, this guy is so irritating. And it was kind of interesting to see him in that position where he's trying so desperately to be liked.
Yeah.
Ugh, it was really painful. Other than that, no, I think that's it. I'm just like massively binging reality TV shows, like nonstop. It's kind of sick.
Same. This is like the first time I'm like super behind with 90 Day Fiancé. Honestly, I just don't like Happily Ever After. That's the current iteration of the franchise that's on right now.
It's probably only good if there's couples you want to see and it's kind of unhinged.
Big Ed and Liz are back.
What?
Yeah.
Why are we still doing them?
No, why are we still doing them? It's like Lauren and Alexi, boring. I don't even like them. And like who else? Angela. I don't know if Angela's made an appearance yet. She might have been like cut from the show because of all that.
Wait, was Michael found?
Yeah, he was found.
Sorry, I forgot to follow up.
I'm really happy he made it to America, but like,
so they're broken up.
I'm guessing. I don't know. I like, sorry. I like a couple. I like a few of the couples. I'm just so behind and I'm so like Sister Wives pilled right now. I can't look away.
I think the thing with Sister Wives is once you're in, you got to keep going. Like,
yeah.
Cause it's kind of a hard show to come back to in a way, which you haven't done yet, but I did, and it's like, I need to get back into it. Because it does seem a little boring if you're not binging it. In a way, I can't explain it.
Yeah, I'm just like so used to this family, and I'm just like so compelled to watch them.
I think the familiarity, though, helps you keep going. So when you're kind of off track for a bit, you're like, wait, what? I had to go back and like get back in.
They're still trying to make this jewelry business happen, and they've brought in like some sharks. Like they went to some investors and they were asking for $2.5 million for their, and they're like, no, we're not going to give you that much money.
I don't get, I need to know more about their income. And I feel like that should be part of the show.
Yeah. Because how many of them even have like jobs? I think like two of them have like part-time jobs.
I think when I first started, it was like Cody and Janelle were working.
Yeah.
And I get it because there's a lot of kids to care for and they're mostly home, or like some of them are homeschooled. So it's like, yeah, of course. But how much does Janelle make? What's their jobs?
They're always struggling for money, which makes sense when you have 17 children.
No, that's what freaked me out because I'm at the level where they just moved to Vegas and they got like an indoor, like I got a pool put in or something. That's just a lot of money. And I'm confused if you're truly like living paycheck to paycheck. How are you doing these massive home projects? Which I get you need, but like,
it's so weird. It's so weird. I'm so obsessed with it though. And they just met this other polygamous family. They took a road trip in an RV and two RVs to Missouri to meet this other polygamous family. And these wives, this is a bad situation. This family that they meet is like
worse than them
somehow.
Here's another thing I'm obsessed with, when they'll have these little dinner parties.
Yeah.
Like they had a party for Mary's 40th birthday where it was 70s theme. Well, first of all, it's like basically a bunch of tie-dye shirts.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. But also they had it catered, and that is in air quotes.
Yeah.
They like talked to some woman who also looked like a sister wife, not related to them. And she's like, how about I was thinking chicken piccata and steamed asparagus on the side. It seemed like they're actually hiring a caterer. It, It's not like
I'm just curious. I'm curious about the finances. I'm curious about
I am too.
Are they just like, in massive amounts of debt all the time?
I think that's a thing I never think of. Some people will carry a massive amount of debt and that's just their life.
Right.
And obviously some people have no choice to survive.
Of course.
But they're living this life they can't afford in a way to me. And I just want to know how much they get paid for the show.
I'm sure they get paid more each year that it goes on. And I'm sure at some point it becomes their main source of income.
But this doesn't seem like a high paying show to me.
Well, TLC does not. It's not a high paying gig.
Yeah, this is not like Bravo money.
It's not Bravo money. It's TLC money. And
which is good probably still. Like there's a minimum.
There's a minimum, but it's also like if you're a first season 90 Day Fiancé person, you're making like $1,200 an episode.
Right.
And that's only for the American.
And a lot of times you have to probably quit your job or whatever, go on hiatus. Because they're doing all this, it's like the focus is, you know, they have to travel somewhere or whatever.
I mean, I don't know. But anyway, I'm on season 7 and Cody's such a fucking asshole.
He's like one of the worst types of guys who thinks he's funny.
You know, he's like, I'm a goofball.
I cannot stand him. I fucking hate him. I would love to like be around him and not laugh at any of his antics and make him very sad. Cause you know, he'd be devastated if he couldn't charm someone.
I just listened to, cause we were talking about this with Kara and I just listened, she did a recap of an old episode of Sister Wives back in December with Liz Bentley. And it was so funny. It was so funny. It was, they recapped when the Browns had a commitment ceremony, like a recommitment ceremony at their house, and just how dumb these people are. Like they're just like, it's just like Cody running around making things more difficult and like getting really furious with his family because like they're not doing the rehearsal. They're having like a rehearsal for the, it's just like bizarre. It's like a bizarre event.
It's so irritating. Imagine if that was your dad.
And all the wives got like, they couldn't find dresses to wear. Like they drove all the way to San Francisco to go shopping for some weird reason. Like you're in Las Vegas.
I think we were talking about their weird layering and I think it's because they don't want to show any chest.
Well, yeah, they're modest.
But it looks bad. Just get a turtleneck.
Well, yeah, we said this last week where modesty can, you can dress modestly and be stylish.
But what is her name? McKelty had like, they were telling her to put a shirt on and it was like literally the most modest shirt ever. I was just like, what?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
No, I feel bad for the girls. They can't wear tank tops.
This was like just a crew neck t-shirt.
And they
that
said
was like
it was
a little too low, I guess. Like the collar wasn't up to the neck, I guess. Like it was down. That's it wasn't annoying. Even showing cleavage. It was just like the top half. It was crazy.
Yeah.
But I am looking forward to it because I do see my episode coming up is where they all go into downtown or to the strip.
They go to downtown Vegas.
They go to downtown?
Yeah.
Oh, it said the strip in the promo. But I'm excited regardless. So I'm looking forward to it.
Well, I also watched this other limited series on Netflix called Fool Me Once.
Oh.
It is so dumb and so entertaining.
Fool Me Once.
And I really think you'll like it. It's like British and it's a thriller.
Oh, wait. I started this. Is this where the baby is?
What?
Like, there's like a cam.
Yeah. There's a nanny cam.
A nanny cam. Right, right, right.
And the premise is, this woman, her husband's dead, but then she sees her husband on the nanny cam.
Right, right, right.
And she's got to figure out. And this series is so funny because there are just these, like, every episode has some fucking twist.
Okay. I'll watch it. I started it and I was kind of like, eh.
No, it's dumb. And the final twist at the end is so fucking dumb
okay.
that Brendan and I both just started screaming. I mean, we enjoyed ourselves thoroughly.
Okay, I'm going to watch it again.
It is definitely like,
I think it was one of those ones where I started it and I wasn't really sure and I hadn't heard anything. So I was like, this is just going to be really predictable and stupid.
No, there's
okay, good.
It's It's that's trashy.
Really funny.
It's really no, the other thing that's really funny about this show, it's or limited series, is that all the dramatic stingers they use are way too dramatic for what's happening. Like it's seems almost parody how dramatic some of the music is.
That was I found that when I was looking for when I was in the weird Netflix like area. Like that area where it's like TV shows that Netflix made that no one's ever heard of.
Yeah.
And I saw, I came across that and I was like, oh, that could be, because I wanted, I'm always looking for something like that one with Lily Robb.
Well, it's not that.
But no, but I'm always looking for that. You know?
I know. It's not that, but it's that kind of shows older. I'm not like the other girl sister, maybe.
Right.
Because she's like a special forces.
Yeah. I did finally finish The Apple Falls or whatever the fuck it was
How
called.
How dumb was that?
Dude, I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Honestly, I enjoyed every minute of that show too.
I enjoyed it. It's definitely something where it's like, I will only recommend it to a certain type of person. Or if I do, I'm like, I liked it, but it's not good. Like,
it's look, good. It's good. A person, someone might be like, oh, that's trash TV. It's like, you know, you just have to like enjoy it for what it is. I was thoroughly entertained throughout every single episode. Did I think the ending was ridiculous? Yes. But I enjoyed myself.
I enjoyed myself. Absolutely ridiculous ending. Completely unbelievable.
Just so, and kind of infuriating.
Because it's like, I mean, by that point, the show's over. So,
but it's also,
I have a million questions why this would not have happened, or a million reasons why this is totally impossible. Like, it was too stupid.
How abruptly it just ended.
And it was almost like, yay. We all learned our lesson.
No, it's so unbelievable.
Here's what I think. This would be a great show just as a soap opera, like a low budget family drama kind of thing. Because the family had a lot of intrigue and interesting characters.
I loved watching this family. I thought all the actors together, like I had so much fun watching them.
Yeah, they were all really good, distinct characters that you kind of knew.
Yes.
Especially like the Alison Brie.
I loved her. She was so
really
good.
Funny. Yeah, I mean, it has like a top-notch cast. That's not in question. But
right.
The ending, I was like, yeah, this is the book she wrote before Big Little Lies. She got better. A little bit better.
Although I'm very curious to see, to know how the book differs. Because sometimes it really, there's things that make more sense in the book.
That's true. I wouldn't be surprised also, though, if this is better than the book in some ways.
Wow.
Like they made it like better.
Wow.
That being said, I'll watch probably anything that's like based on the books of Big Little Lies.
Me
Little
too.
Lies, like, because I like that type of show, even if it's bad.
I'll watch anything that's like that.
Yeah. No, that's funny. I didn't know you finished it.
Oh, yeah. Like a couple weeks ago, I did.
And I was just like, mwah.
And I said, what? That's what I said. What?
That's funny.
Did you see any movies?
No, but I really want to see The Last Omen.
Oh, yeah, me too.
That looks good.
I've heard it's good.
It's playing at the Vista, but tomorrow's the last day. So I'm just kind of like, I'll just wait for it to come out.
Who's meowing? Is that Lox?
That's Lox.
We got some new characters.
New characters have entered the chat.
You know what? Lox has been very vocal. He's become a very vocal cat. Listen to that. Are they wrestling?
Like a thump.
Yeah.
No, he's sitting there, but I can see someone's next to him. I just can't see who.
Dude, calm down.
It's Google.
It's Google?
Yeah. It's the brothers. The brothers are having some brotherly antics.
They're like brother wrestling.
Oh my God.
Sorry, guys.
I love siblings.
I know. They're really cute. They're going to be 4 in July.
Oh my God.
Can you believe it?
No.
I've had them since they were 8 weeks old.
They're so big now.
They're big boys now. It's crazy. Anyway, what'd you eat?
Oh my God. Did we go out to eat? No.
Did we?
No, we didn't. I didn't have anything, but I have saved a bunch of recipes on New York Times Cooking because I'm in a real rut. And I saved a lot of cauliflower recipes. So
dude.
I don't know why.
Cauliflower.
I like cauliflower when it's well done, but usually it's not. So I was like, I'm going to try some. I was like, I'm going to eat more vegetables. So I picked out a bunch of like green bean recipes.
Dude, give me some shrimp. Give me something good you ate. Oh, I went to the ball game.
Oh, right. But you didn't have a happy experience.
With my food?
No. And the game was not.
Oh, the game was devastating. But besides that.
Well, you didn't get the Korean chicken with fries, right?
No, I didn't.
That was the thing in the video.
I was on the loge level and I did not venture downstairs, but my brother, who did? Brendan and my brother did venture down a level at one point and they got like a ciabatta steak sandwich that I took a bite of that was actually like surprisingly good for baseball stadium food.
Yeah. Oh, and steak sandwiches can be so bad sometimes.
No, this was like surprisingly good for what it was. And I went to the King's Hawaiian Cafe because I'm like, well, that's going to be good because like you can put anything on a King's Hawaiian roll and it'll be good.
Those rolls are good.
Yeah, but the rolls were like completely demolished by the amount of sauce and meat that was on them. Yeah. So they were like completely squished and ruined and like it was just like not flavorful.
Those rolls cannot withstand a lot of liquid.
It was too much liquid and the sauce was not flavorful to me.
Very disappointing.
So I was really disappointed. Did I eat the whole thing? Yes, I was starving. That was like the first thing I ate. And then I was like, well, I need something else. So
the worst thing is when you have a bad meal and you need some more food.
Yeah.
But then at some point you're like, I'm totally stuffed, but still not satisfied.
No, that's what happened to me. That's like, what happened to me at the game. I just kept getting mediocre food. Every time I like got up, I'm like, well, I need something else. And this game's not going the way I want it to. I need something to soothe me.
And you had a bad hot dog too.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. My hot dog wasn't hitting. Nothing was hitting.
That I just hate that feeling when you're trying and you're like, well, there goes $60 down the drain. And I could have gone to a nice restaurant.
I know. That's how I felt at the end of it all. I did go out for my birthday.
Oh, right.
We went to Nizawa Bar in Beverly Hills. It's like a little special part of the restaurant behind Sugarfish.
Oh.
They only let 10 people in at a time. It's like a room. It's like a small room with a sushi bar. And you all sit at the bar. And this... And the chef or the sushi
master,
he makes the sushi in front of you and you get one piece at a time.
Uh-huh.
And there's like his sous chefs alongside him and every piece, every bite is like exquisite and delicious. But yeah, it was really good. I ate every single thing that was in front of me because I was like, you know what? There's obviously going to be a lot of things I wouldn't necessarily order. And I consider myself a pretty adventurous eater. But there are things I typically don't order or maybe don't like. Like I've had jellyfish before and I don't like jellyfish. But jellyfish was like the first thing that was served. And I ate every single bite of it. Because I'm like, this is like going to be the best version of jellyfish I can get, possibly.
And did you like it more than normal?
I didn't like it. I ate all of it, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like really expertly made.
Of course.
I just personally am not a jellyfish fan.
Yeah.
So if you are, that's probably a very good jellyfish.
Yeah.
Everything was super fresh, obviously.
I mean, that's the key with sushi.
The snapper was incredible. There was we got a little piece of snapper sushi that was delicious. There was a lobster hand roll that was really good.
Was it raw?
No. There was some raw lobster in the beginning. We got a spiny New Zealand lobster. It was small. And it was raw. I never had raw lobster before. Not for me, but it was very sweet.
It's funny because some of the things I like the most, I don't really care for raw.
Yeah.
Like a lot of the shellfish.
Like scallops.
I had a scallop. I didn't care for it.
Like a raw scallop. Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm not that into raw scallops, but I do like a lot of raw, different kinds of raw fish. But there's certain things, usually shellfish. I'm not the biggest fan of it raw.
Yeah, I don't know why. It's weird.
But I wanted to try everything that they made because everything was like so beautifully plated and and it was exciting.
It's like a adventure.
It was an adventure, and there were bites that were so delicious that I ate that I wouldn't have thought to order normally.
Right.
So I had a great time.
Yeah. That sounds fun. I mean, I would love for someone to pay for me to go.
Well,
I would just, and the problem is I know I would not eat, I would not be as adventurous. So it'd be a waste of money for me.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't want most of it. But I want to go to a good prefix meal where I get a lot of stuff.
I do like, sure. I do like the getting a lot of different kinds of stuff.
Yes.
It's fun.
Yeah, it's fun. And it's fun to see. I like getting things I wouldn't have thought to try.
Yeah.
But I'm definitely more limited in what I would want to taste.
My friend Dan and I went out to eat this week.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, we went to this place, Etra, in East Hollywood.
Etra.
It's Italian. It's kind of new. But they had this appetizer we got, which was basically a ball of burrata on top of a crispy cornbread circle.
Ooh.
And like some kind of sweet thing drizzled over it.
Oh, yeah.
It was like such a bizarre but makes so much sense idea.
So it was cornbread? Not polenta? Or
no, it was like corn. Well, the way they described it on the menu was like, you know, burrata, corn, sorghum. Like, you know when they do that?
Oh, sorghum. When they break out the sorghum, it's like, oh.
Whoa, excuse me. Not the sorghum.
But it does always sound better.
Yeah, it was like the way they described it was like just when restaurants like will just list the ingredients and you're like, well, how is that prepared? I don't know.
Yeah, I need more information.
The only reason I knew what I was getting is because I did the thing we always do, which is I went research. I did some research about what these dishes so were.
Like, we got to get the sorghum. The sorghum corn cheese.
I think that was, at least that was my favorite thing because it was definitely, like they had, you know, meatballs and pastas and stuff, but that was something that I thought was
unusual.
More unusual and special.
That sounds good.
And really delicious. I told Dan, I was like, I could just eat like 10 of those for the rest of my meal.
It almost sounds like dessert.
It kind of was.
Oh, that sounds good. Mm. I'm going to look it up later.
You should look it up. It was good. I want to go back there with you and order like two of them.
Okay. We like to go out with each other because we can pick out. We're a little more delicate sometimes in front of others.
I know, but we had fun. We had fun. I feel like I just like ate a lot this week.
Well, because it was your birthday week, so you probably had a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, don't mind if I do.
Yeah.
I'll have another little treat.
It's my birthday month. Did you get a dessert or a cake or something for your birthday?
No.
Oh.
So we got to do that. We still got how much time we got.
The month is early.
You know what? It's like 4 days later past my birthday. I would feel so stupid doing that.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. I'll find another excuse to have a cake.
Absolutely. We're at no loss for sweets around here.
I have no problem finding a reason.
And I'm going to have good recipes coming up because I'm going to be cooking more. I'm going to get on my cauliflower recipes. Here's the thing. Whenever I go to a meal, it's like a good restaurant. I'm always like, the vegetables are so good. So I'm like, I want to make those vegetables at home where I'm like, I could eat a whole pan of these.
Yeah.
So I was just going through the list alphabetically.
Well, cauliflower
popped up.
Here's why the restaurant vegetables are good is because they're roasted in a ton of olive oil and butter.
Well, I'm going to be making good vegetables. I'm not steaming them. Like, I want good recipes.
Well, no. I agree, but sometimes there are other seasonings on there that I didn't think of.
So I was looking for interesting vegetable recipes because I feel like I need vegetables. I'm just like very low energy. So I'm like, I need some nutrients probably.
Go, you know? Desi.
And I have to prep them in advance. I did eat a huge Greek salad yesterday.
Did you make
really
it?
Good. Yes. Oh. I mean, I do a Greek salad. It's not like a traditional Greek salad, but it's my version.
Yeah, don't yell at her.
But it was really tasty.
What was in it?
Cucumbers, olives, bell peppers, feta cheese, a really good lemon, garlic dressing. Mm. It was just what I had.
It sounds good.
But I like my Greek salad with chunks of vegetables. Oh, I had mint and cilantro in it too. I like chunks of vegetables in my Greek salad. I don't even usually put lettuce sometimes. I just like the vegetables.
Yeah.
So I'll do other vegetables too. I just didn't have, I had, it was what I had. Yeah. On hand, and it was really good. I ate the shit. I like when I get a salad and I'm like, yeah. Like I'm pigging out on a salad. I feel great about myself because I'm like, I like this.
When you're like a bunny rabbit.
Yeah. And it makes you feel good after you eat it. You don't feel like horrible. Like, oh, you know, you're kind of like satisfied, but you don't feel like overstuffed.
You're in your salad era.
Maybe. We'll see. Salad. It's hard to find salads that are.
Well, you got that fucking cookbook.
I do have two. I need two salad cookbooks.
Examples from the cookbook.
Okay, I'm gonna go through the cookbook and pick out a few, and I'll have them. I'll have them to review.
Report back next week.
I'll report back
and tell us your favorite salad.
My problem is I do go back to my little Greek salad a bunch, and then I get sick of it because it's so good.
Didn't we have a salad together recently where you were like, I don't like these leaves.
Yeah, we did.
I don't remember. I don't want to put that restaurant.
I don't want to put the restaurant on blast because I think it's a good restaurant. I don't like when I get a salad and it's just full leaves of like whatever.
Like they're not chopped up?
No.
See, I didn't say anything, but I actually do like that. I do like a full leaf.
Why?
I don't know. I just do. It's something about it. Like there used to be this restaurant, growing up where they do that Caesar salad thing where they give you like the whole romaine leaf. And it's like, do you know what I mean?
I'll tell you this. I don't mind it as much with the Caesar.
Oh. What about a wedge?
A wedge also is fine.
Because that's the point of that.
Well, that's the point of that. I didn't like it with this salad because the description didn't indicate that. Mm. And it's not what I wanted. Mm. Like if I'm getting, I've had the whole Caesar, it's fine.
Right.
I don't know. It works better for me with
but
that.
But not for this one.
This one was just not, I don't know.
I will say they were a little cumbersome.
It was a weak ass salad, in my opinion. That sounded really good.
It was a weak ass salad. And it was expensive for what was in it.
Oh my God. I mean, I paid like an entree price for this salad and it was embarrassing. So I could have just been upset about the salad in general.
There wasn't enough stuff to warrant that being a $15 salad.
It was $16, I think, too. Like
that's crazy.
That's a salad where I'm like, I want the stuff. I'm paying for the stuff. I'm not paying for a whole head of fucking oak leaf lettuce.
Right.
Whatever that was.
Like, I think it was Baby Gem.
It was Baby Gem. I just felt like it was a cumbersome salad. I didn't like the ratios of it.
I don't like when I'm doing work in a salad.
It was too much work. Like, I just like, for no reward. Do you know what I mean? Like a wedge, you're like, this is blue cheese bacon. There's something satisfying about slicing that iceberg up.
Yeah,
like, it tastes good. And the Caesar, too, I think it's just different. I just don't want those lettuce leaves like that.
Because it's a heartier salad.
Also, there's sometimes it's like, those huge ribs, they're not as tasty to me. And a lot of times the full leaf, it's like, I don't need that, all that rib. Just give me the soft leaves. Rib is fine in like a Caesar. I don't know. I just don't always want that.
Yeah.
I was just sad about the salad. Sometimes it also doesn't get dressed right for me when it's full leaves. Mm. Like the dressing doesn't go everywhere. I don't know. It just wasn't what I wanted.
Well.
So, if you're that restaurant, get back to me. I will say I did get a, remember I was fighting with House Labs, the makeup company?
You're fighting with Gaga?
I was fighting with, I did massive online beef with Lady Gaga.
No, she didn't.
No, I
please.
Didn't. They did refund me. So
that's nice.
I'm giving a shout out to House Labs. They did the right thing. I did look and other people were complaining about the issue. So I think they knew they had to. Because I had let it go. I was kind of shocked to see it.
Yeah.
I was like, fine, I'll just whatever.
Do you like the product?
I haven't used it yet, but I was fully prepared to be bitter. So now I'll try it in earnest.
Good. I'm glad that beef is quashed.
Another day, another beef squashed.
Well, we'll be back later this week for our main episode, part two of Mariah. And we'll see you then.
Bye. Bye.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.